reputation that we've earned around the league. If you talk to other coaches, the teams we faced, right, there's a respect there that we deserve and that our guys have earned. But too many times there's been critical moments where the consistency hasn't been the same one end to the other end. And our guys deserve better than that.
J.B. Bickerstaff after yesterday's loss to the Nets. Cavs 112, Nets 117. Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenience, Sunoco Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58 North Ridge Road in Amherst. Tim, there's the coach sticking up for his team yesterday in the post game as well.
I'll tell you what, Bruce, we don't rehearse these conversations. I just pop on and you send it to me, and boy, am I glad you played that cut right there, because that was the most vocal I've heard J.B. Bickerstaff talk about the officiating and the lack of respect that the Cavaliers get. Again, Brooklyn's a great team, Hall of Fame players and Durant and Harden, and the Cavs didn't necessarily lose the game because of the officiating, but J.B. makes a very, very valid point there. So I'm glad you started off our chat with that, because it certainly did play a part in the game last night.
And it's him, you know, they kind of have to sort of walk that fine line a little bit, obviously, as well. But also his team looks at him, I mean, he is somewhat of the leader in a way, in being able to.
Yeah, he's the leader. And I'll tell you what, he earns a lot of respect in that locker room. Those guys are going to hear those comments, and they're going to read that JB said that, and that lets them know he's got their back. And so that's how leadership, you can have the title, but you still have to earn the respect of your players. And JB, as they like to say, is a player's coach. And so that just earned him a lot of points in that locker room. Not that he didn't have any already. He certainly does. But he's got their back. He goes to the wall for them. And as you've heard Jim and I during the course of the broadcast, he gets on those officials if he doesn't think things are going their way. That's in the heat of the moment. But as I said earlier, that's the strongest I've heard JB in a post game talk about. We're not getting the same respect, and there isn't consistency with the calls going our way that are going the other way.
Was there a tipping point particularly at all in last night's game, or something that you saw or developing over the last four games maybe?
Well, I would agree with JB that, you know, the Hardens and the Durants, you know, you breathe on them, you put a pinky on them, and it seems as though there's a foul being called, and yet Cavs at the other end are getting knocked around like bowling pins. And you don't hear the whistle. You don't see the call. So all coaches want, and I did high school ball for all those years, and it doesn't matter. They want consistency. If you're going to call it one way at one end, call it the same way at the other end. And, yes, respect has to be earned. I get that, as JB does. But you also have consistency that plays a part, and that hasn't been the case.
Tim, this is the first extended losing skid of the season for these Cavaliers. How important is it for them to try and get off the snide as quick as possible? Obviously, you never want a losing streak to continue, but early on in the season, how important is it for them to get back in the win column?
Oh, it's important, Rocco. There's no doubt. I mean, you don't want to have losing become a habit. And now they have run the gauntlet as far as the schedule is concerned. When you play Brooklyn, Golden State, and Brooklyn in three straight games, you know, that's quite a challenge. And, you know, top team in the East, and certainly Golden State, even though Phoenix has won 13 in a row, record-wise right now, Golden State is the top team in the West. So they're getting healthy. Boy, was it great to see Jared Allen and Lauri Markkanen back on the floor last night. Evan Mobley, from all reports, is progressing very well. So I don't think you're going to see this thing reach, you know, 8, 9, 10 games. Now they've got a real tough one tomorrow night with Phoenix, 13 in a row. They are just red hot. Winnable game Saturday against Orlando. And then you go on the road for three that are tough. But they're getting healthy. And last night really was typical of the type of defeats that the Cavaliers have had. They've battled. I mean, you're right in the ballgame with 2 minutes to go. So you give yourselves a shot, and, you know, those games probably go 50-50 as far as whether or not you'll win or lose. So I'm not concerned about this team really going into a deep skid.
How how much are they looking forward to getting Evan Mobley back? I mean, what's the timeline on that? I don't know how long it's been, but it seems like it's been forever now.
Yeah. Well, he injured that elbow in a Saturday night game against the Celtics, and the initial prognosis was 2 to 4 weeks, and so it will be 2 weeks this Saturday. So hopefully he'll be on the shorter end of that, and he's progressing well. He gets shots in before the game with his left hand. So he's out there, and he's with the team. So 2 to 4, this week it'll be 2, and hopefully it won't get to that four-week period. But as far as how much they miss him tremendously. I mean, he has been a force as far as his rookie year is concerned, doing everything well. And, boy, you can put him back on that front line with Jared and Lowry, and all of a sudden JB's back to that big front line that he had started the season with, and that was so effective. So once Evan Mobley comes back, it'll be a huge boost to this team.
Do they just, when a player's injured like that, they'll either just have him in street clothes somewhere near the bench? Is he still part of the sort of what's going on at that point, being involved?
Oh, absolutely.
Engaged, involved, and sort of just giving a, you know, a little rah-rah effort, I guess?
Yep, absolutely. As JB has alluded to, and one of the real tough things for Colin Sexton is going to be when you're injured, you feel like you're not part of the team. You feel like you're isolated. So they try to keep those guys involved as much as they can. And, yeah, Evan's been at practice sessions. Now, again, he's not running up and down the floor, but he's there. He's engaged with the guys. He's on the bench during the games. You want them to feel as much as part of the process as they can be, as there's still that sense of normalcy being around a basketball team. So Evan Mobley is definitely engaged with this team and certainly around, except for the 48 minutes that they play on the floor.
We look forward to more of the call. Again, the next up is the Phoenix Suns as well, and more Cavaliers basketball. It's kind of exciting. By the way, I don't know, I know you were involved in the game watching last night, but maybe you heard the word that Iman Shumpert won the Mirrorball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars last night. The first NBA player to make it to the finals that way. And now he has a Mirrorball to go into his trophy case alongside him.
Well, Bruce, I know. I recall very vividly that you are a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
Absolutely, yeah. For sure.
So I'm sure there were weekly updates on the WEOL morning show. So, no, that's very cool. You know what? Good for Iman Shumpert. He's a great guy. And obviously, I don't get to watch Dancing with the Stars regularly. Not that I would if I could. But that being said, hey, hats off to him. That really is. That's a tough thing to compete in and win.
Right.
So,
especially when you have a 5'4" dancer and you're 6 some, you know, right? I mean, this it's that whole, I told Rocco, I said it almost looks like a father-daughter dance sometimes when they're, you know, the little kid, because the whole difference. But he was able to make it through. So I just thought I'd pass that.
That's awesome. And again, real quick, I do want to thank you guys for having me last Friday. That Avon Toledo Central Catholic game was one of the best high school football games I have ever been involved with. It was electrifying. So I really want to thank you guys for letting me do that. It was so much fun. And congrats to the Avon Eagles, and best of luck to them this week against Hoban.
Absolutely. Well, they're familiar with Hoban. They've been knocking on that Hoban door for quite a number of years. So we'll see how things are going to work out this coming Friday as well. But appreciate your time this morning, Tim.
Hey, guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, sounds good. Tim Alcorn joining us this morning on our Talk with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58, North Ridge Road in Amherst.